The Mayans played a big part in your work in The Choice. How come?
Well, just because I thought that, you know, as I look back on Carl Kalman's interpretation of the calendar, I thought it was really, really powerful. And again, I had some personal experiences that confirmed for me that he, you know, knew what he was talking about. But the component that he was missing was the physics aspect of it. And, you know, he disagrees with people like John Major Jenkins that a big part of the calendar is about this alignment with the center of the galaxy, of the sun and the earth and the center of the galaxy around December 21st, 2012. Now, again, in hyperdimensional physics, the key to everything is actually these alignments, the positions of the planets, the alignments that the earth has relative to them and to other stars and other objects like the center of the galaxy. That's the key to everything. That's the key to understanding what's going to happen physically and what's going to happen in terms of our consciousness. So, you know, the Mayans somehow understood, and without computers and all the things that we use to figure this stuff out, they somehow intuitively understood that these series of alignments, this astronomy, was going to drive the astrology, and it was going to bring us to this point where we were going to have to start making choices. And that's really what we're being driven to. You know, everything is being driven to polarization. People are going to have to pick the material world or the spiritual world. And that's what the Mayans said. And so far, as I look at what's been going on since this shift really began to happen, they couldn't be more right. So to me, the reason the Mayan stuff is really important is because they knew what they were talking about. How they knew that, why they knew that, I'll leave that to other people that are experts. Sure. and Mayan scholars. I'm just saying that in my experience and from my observation, they knew what they were talking about. And what they're telling us is, you know, we're going to get ready to shift big time into something. And I'm just saying it's up to us to decide what that is.
So you don't see it as a major calamity around 2012?
Well, I'm not saying that, because here's the truth, George. We could choose that. You know, look, why is it that there are so many different ideas about what's going to happen in 2012? And let's skip over the 2023 thing. Let's just call it 2012. Why are there so many different ideas? You know, there's people that make an argument that, well, what's going to happen is there's going to be these massive solar flares. Other people say, well, no, the magnetic poles are going to shift and the weather's going to get crazy. Other people say we're going to have a crustal pole shift. We're going to get hit by this wave of torsion energy from the center of the galaxy, and the Earth's going to topple over on its axis, and it's going to be something out of a 2012 movie, and it's all going to be calamity and disaster. Or we're going to get pushed out of our orbit by an asteroid or a comet, and we're going to have another ice age. And there's some people that like David Wilcock that say, you know, no, we're just all going to ascend into this higher level of thinking, this higher consciousness, and we're going to ride off into the sunset singing Kumbaya, as I said earlier. And I'm saying, okay, that's the reason why there's so many ideas is because all of these things are possible. And the reason why nobody seems to really be able to put their finger on one idea that's really the thing that's going to happen is because we haven't chosen it yet. And again, I just want people to understand with the choice that it's time for us to make a choice, and we're going to be forced to make a choice, and we may as well choose now what we want and start asking for what we want and making sure the outcome is the Kumbaya scenario. So the only place I really differ with somebody like David and Dr. Kalman is that there's this physics behind all this stuff, and we are going to have to choose, and we can only get the ride-off into the sunset scenario if we choose it.
Well, tell me about this alignment a little bit more and how important it is for all of us.
Well, every 26,000 years or so, the sun and the earth come into this situation where around the winter solstice now that we are aligned with the center of the galaxy. There's a big supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy right around the star Sagittarius A, which is pretty much where everybody's decided this pulsing, spinning, massive center of the, you know, black hole, the center of the galaxy is, and it's putting out energy. So every 26,000 years, basically one precessional cycle, we come into this field of energy. And likewise, every 13,000 years, about half that cycle, we would be at the opposite end. So you've got a situation where you're either in conjunction with the center of the galaxy, which is an astrological aspect, or you're in opposition, which is another astrological aspect. So you have this series of alignments, and the physics experiments show that when you have alignments like eclipses, basically the moon moving between the Earth and the sun, that's an alignment. There are actual effects on physical instruments here on Earth. There's effects on electrical equipment. There's effects on pendulums, free-swinging pendulums that previously should be swinging with the rotation of the Earth suddenly start going very rapidly backwards against the rotation of the Earth. So what these alignments do is they create these energy fields or these changes and shifts in the energy around the planet and therefore our consciousness. You know, again, going back to John Nelson in the 1950s, what he found was is that the big planets, the Jovian planets, Mars, mm-hmm. Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus, when they were in certain positions, like a positive astrological aspect, a trine, which is basically three of the planets 120 degrees apart from each other with, say, the Earth or the sun in the center, mm-hmm. that radio signals got better. They got better, but when they were in negative aspects, like a square relationship, which is a 90-degree alignment, that they got worse. And the interesting thing about that is that all radio signals are is electromagnetic energy. So to me, the conclusion, the idea that we could then believe in astrology is pretty straightforward stuff, because if the planets can affect radio signals, they can also affect our brain waves, because our brain waves, which are our thoughts, are nothing more than the same kind of electromagnetic energy. So hence, astronomy, the positions of the planets and alignments with big pulsing energy sources like the center of the galaxy, drive the astrology. The astronomy drives the astrology, and that's what's going to cause this big shift in our thinking.
Well, this alignment, will we feel it physically, or as you said, is it just consciously?
Well, this is thing where it can get a little scary, and I don't want people to be too scared, but I think it has already caused physical effects on the planet before. I mean, in the last few years, we've had some really intense earthquakes during this November, December, January period. The big tsunami that happened right after Christmas in 2004, the big earthquake in Indonesia, that is, in my estimation, is definitely caused by this pulse of energy from the center of the galaxy. What happens is we get hit with this torsion wave, and the Earth itself shifts a little bit under that energy, and then that's what causes the earthquake and then therefore causes the tsunami. So absolutely we will feel these effects. Now, we've been in this alignment situation since 1980, and it ends in 2016. So as we get to the end of that cycle, based on some experiments that Richard did in Albuquerque in 2006, I'm saying that this is going to increase. We're going to see increasing responses to this energy because we're going to get more in sort of a direct path of this pulse of energy. Now, does that necessarily mean things will have to be dramatically worse? No, it doesn't mean that. What I'm trying to get people to understand is that we can create a counter wave and minimize those effects. So, we will feel something. We will be having, I think, more earthquakes and feeling more effects here on the Earth during this particular period of time.